This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Allah in the Quran did not talk exhaustively about marriage. There are very few places in the Quran where Allah gave us some insights. And basically, it's like instead of describing the entire building, He mentioned a few pillars. If those pillars are not there, the building's going to collapse, right? And one of those pillars is that the money responsibility is the man's responsibility. He better go find a job. He better go get some work. He better go and provide, because that is actually what Allah has made him responsible for. The word qawwam is now being explained by the fact that men are financially responsible for the groceries, for the car, for the fuel, for the electricity bill, for the school supplies, for the kids, everything. Everything. And that starts from the very beginning. When you get married, you take the responsibility of paying a mahr, a dowry. Right? And some people, they love to have a high number for the dowry for their daughter. They say it's going to be 100,000 or 50,000 or 250,000 or whatever. They put this crazy number and they're like, no, it's okay. You don't have to pay it now. It's okay. But mashallah, we should have a number that looks good. And then people are married for 20 years and the guy hasn't paid his dowry. That's ridiculous, because this is a condition of making a marriage valid. You can't put that off. You can't just keep kicking the can down the road. And a husband isn't even allowed to say to his wife, hey, by the way, can you give me a discount? I know you put 50, can we take a few zeros off of that? Or how about I give it to you, not dollars, can I give it to you in rupees? Same number. Or I'll give you in Zimbabwean currency or something. I'll give you some other currency that, because, you know, come on, just go easy. I have a hard life. Look at all the things I'm doing. If you agreed to it, then you signed on. If you didn't want to agree to it, then you should never sign that document. You're actually not even allowed to hint that you have trouble paying your mahr. Men aren't even allowed to hint at that. فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَن نَفْسٍ مِّنْهُ شَيْئًا. And after you pay the dowry, like a monthly payments you're making, you give her like $500 or something, 100 bucks, whatever you give her, that's part of your dowry that you're paying off. And you pay her and you're like, fine, here's your monthly. You know, this week was really tough. This month was, you can't make none of those comments. Once you're handing that money, you're not even looking at that money anymore. It ain't yours. That's part of being a man, according to the Quran. It's part of being رِجَال قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاء. One of the reasons I was pushed to give this lecture is because lots of people email me all kinds of questions. And there are many men around the world whose wives are being told to go get a job and work while they're sitting at home. Muslim men. And they're saying, you have to obey your husband. What religion is that? Allah Azza wa Jalla made men responsible financially. And they can't even say, we're having a hard time, you need to earn this or that. Look, if there's a desperate situation and a wife decides to go get a job and support financially or do on her own, that's a voluntary thing she's doing that she cannot be told to do. And if she does that, if she does get a job, if she does have a business, if her father left behind some stores or some property in her name, and you're like, can we get some of that too? Because I'm your family. No, that's her money. You can't touch it. Allah made this equation in which she has a financial advantage, meaning your money is basically hers. And her money is hers. And you can't look at it. You can't keep your eye on it. What happened to that jewelry? What happened to that? No, that's not yours to touch. That's not yours to touch. And whatever you gave her, like you say, hey, you know, on our 10th anniversary, I'm going to give you this car. That, you know, once you gave her the car, it's her car. You can't even take the keys and say, I'm going. No, you got to get her permission. And she better give it on her own good free will. No pressure, not even unspoken pressure that you could touch that car. Because you gave it up, it's done. It's done. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً. Give women their gifts happily and freely. Don't even think about them again. So this financial sense that men are supposed to have is critical, and Allah mentions that as one of the first conditions of what makes a marriage work. What makes them men? الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. When they take that kind of responsibility, where the wife doesn't have to ask, we don't have money for groceries, we don't have this, oh, I gotta give you again. For a lot of men, you know what they do? They feel that they owe financial responsibility or financial help to their brother.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, to their sister, to their mother and their father, who may be financially already taken care of, but you still want to give them, but you're not giving financial needs to your wife and your children. That's not being a man. That's not being a man. And some people are in financial abuse situations. I've even seen cases where the bank account is a joint account between the husband, the man, and his mother. And the wife has no access to the account. What Islam did you learn? Where did you get this from? And the wife is being constantly told, by the way, that's our son. It's like, that's our property, you're just renting it. You know? This is what the wife is being told. If you wanted to act that way, then you had no business getting married. If you wanted to financially treat the spouse this way, then you have no business being in the institution of marriage. This is the first and foremost principle. You know, there are people who give mahar, they give marriage gifts, or even at the wedding ceremony, they give lots of presents, and then a couple of days later, the guy's family says, hey, can we have those back? We need them for our daughter's wedding. Once you give it up, you've given it up. It's done with.
In the modern world, because it has become such a godless society, people are assuming that God is not the purpose, happiness is the purpose, and they're so parched, they're so thirsty for it. A book had come out in 2006 here in the US called Stumbling on Happiness. Daniel Gilbert wrote this book, and this book has been a national bestseller, has been translated into over 30 languages. But he basically is saying in the book the message of ar-ridha, the message of contentment. He's saying, stop trying so hard to chase down happiness because you don't actually know what will make you happy. He says, so just try your best, exert your effort, and just accept ar-ridha. Accept what life will give you. And that's it. Take life in stride. You might find yourself happy, at least some form of happiness, in unimagined ways. You might stumble on happiness. Oh, I'm actually happier now than I ever was. And so this is the idea. Happiness, as a Muslim psychologist recently told me, being like the number one goal in life, the paramount goal in life, is so bad for people's mental health. So bad. He said, because there's one of three options. Either you're going to get what you think will make you happy. You might not, but you might get it, right? Then if you get it, it might actually not make you happy. Or it might make you happy for a very short period of time. And then third of all, even if it does, you're bound to lose it. You're bound to lose what made you happy, or you're bound to lose the fulfillment, what you think is happiness, that thing gave you, whatever it was. He says, and so it puts people on a crash course because you're about to run into a wall. You're at odds with reality. Happiness was never meant to be permanent. Best case scenario, you will get some of it temporarily, and that's all. He said, and also, the reason why people struggle with mental and emotional health so much nowadays is because them being over-focused on happiness doesn't allow them to benefit. And yes, also enjoy other emotions. The letdowns of life, the sadness of life, the fatigue of life, the frustration of life. There is some sweetness there. They are wake-up calls. They are treasure chests. They are what make happiness something worth waiting for, because there is unhappiness at times. And so lowering your expectations of what life can give you and appreciating the variety of what Allah sends your way is actually in your best interest here, even before Jannah.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.